You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
With the spread of the Delta variant of coronavirus, the US is likely to witness a spike in COVID-related hospitalizations and deaths over the next 4 weeks. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight podcast on CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar bringing you all the top developments in the pandemic. But before we discuss the pandemic situation from around the world, here's a look at India's infection tally as of August 12th. The country recorded a spike of over 40,000 daily cases after a gap of 5 days. And the active cases also went up after 5 days. The daily toll due to the virus remained below 500 for the fifth consecutive day. Well, here's what the World Health Organization has said about India's COVID tally. The World Health Body said that the COVID-19 numbers in the Southeast Asian region peaked in early May and have since plateaued over the past month, mainly due to cases in India remaining stable and consistent decreases in Indonesia and Myanmar over the past month. WHO also said that following a steep increase in the mortality rate in the region, this is the first time in 7 weeks that a decline in number of new weekly deaths has been reported, a trend largely driven by declines in the Maldives and Myanmar this week. Next is an update from Mumbai. The Bombay High Court has said that it is encouraging to note that not a single bedridden person who was administered the COVID shot at home showed any adverse reaction to the jab. The court said that it was satisfied with the BMC moving in the right direction with regard to reaching out to bedridden people to give them the vaccine. It has also advised all other civic bodies and district councils in the state to follow suit. The door-to-door vaccination drive began as a pilot project in Mumbai on July 30th. In an affidavit submitted on August 11th, the BMC said that over 4,800 bedridden people have registered for home vaccination so far, and of them, 1,300 have already been given jabs. Moving on, a day after Maharashtra government announced relaxations, it turns out that restaurants and shopping malls aren't all that happy and in fact have called some of the government's conditions impractical. For malls and stores, the state government has mandated that all staff members need to be fully vaccinated and should have completed 14 days since the second dose. The same applies to customers coming to shopping malls as well. Kumar Rajagopalan, CEO of Retailers Association of India, said that most people working in malls and stores are in the age bracket of 20 to 45 years and therefore are not yet eligible to get fully vaccinated yet. He said, and I quote, "When their eligibility has not been addressed, how can they resume their duties in malls? And how do malls resume operations without their people? We hope that the government rethinks the conditions and modifies the order," unquote. Moving on, a new study says that COVID-19 may behave like other common cold coronaviruses in the next few years. It would mostly affect young children who have not been vaccinated or exposed to the virus. The US-Norwegian team, which published the study, noted that because COVID severity is generally lower among children, the overall burden from this disease is expected to decline as the SARS-CoV-2 virus becomes endemic in the global population. Now some more news on the global front. The US may see a spike in COVID-related hospitalizations and deaths over the next 4 weeks, driven in large part by the highly contagious Delta variant, the country's public health agency has warned. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published ensemble forecasts predicting that 9,600 to 33,300 new confirmed hospitalizations are likely to be reported on September 6th. And 3,300 to 12,600 new deaths are likely to be reported in the week ending September 4th. Last week, the CDC had said that the Delta variant is highly contagious, nearly twice as contagious as the previous variants. Next is an update from Australia. The Australian government has said that extra military personnel may be called in to ensure compliance with lockdown rules in Sydney as the Delta variant has spread to regional areas. Meanwhile, Australia's capital, Canberra, has announced a snap one-week lockdown from August 12th evening after reporting its first locally acquired case of COVID in more than a year. Australia is battling to get on top of the fast-moving Delta strain that has plunged two of its largest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, into hard lockdowns. Moving on, a study suggests that extra COVID shot helps protect transplant patients. Canadian researchers have reported that a third dose of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine substantially improves protection for organ transplant recipients whose weak immune systems don't always rev up enough with the standard two shots. The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, was small, but it is the most rigorous type of third dose testing so far for this vulnerable group. Moderna and similar vaccines provide robust protection for most people, even as the highly contagious Delta variant is surging. But millions with suppressed immune systems because of transplants, cancer, or other disorders don't always get that benefit. There's limited evidence that an extra dose helps some of them, something that France and Israel are already recommending and the US is considering. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.